3 years ago, heroin suddenly showed up in small cities and towns across Wisconsin. In Wausau, Marathon County Sheriff's Lieutenant Gary Schneck can pinpoint the week it happened.
In 2010, they did a reformulation of oxycodone, OxyContin, and they put a time release onto that drug. When they did that, it took away the high that people that were abusing the prescription. And within a week or two, we started seeing an influx of heroin come into the community.
25-year-old Luke Slowicki remembers that week in 2010 when he and other prescription opiate users had their supplies cut off and another opiate, heroin, came rolling in.
I saw a lot of people that just went crazy over it. You know, everything changed and all this heroin started coming around and people, it was almost like their drug addiction started all over again.
Slowicki knows something about addiction. He started smoking marijuana at the age of 14. By the time he got out of high school, he was snorting and shooting OxyContin.
Crush it up into powder, put it in a spoon, fill up a syringe with water and cook it up, pull it up and then go from there.
You chewed it in your veins?
Yeah, I shot mine in my arms. I mean, it's funny because growing up, like everybody else, I never thought I'd be shooting up anything. But it's that devil inside you, that addiction.
That devil inside could be good to Luke Slowicki.
It's a painless, worryless, free feeling. You know, like being a little kid again and being pure.
And that devil inside could be very, very bad.
Every bone in your body hurts. You're throwing up. You have diarrhea. You can't eat. You're hot and cold. You can't sleep.
And Slowicki knows what desperate people will shoot in their veins when that devil gets hold of them.
You know, people that can't wait, they need it right then and there. They'll go outside in a puddle and suck up water, in bathrooms, out of toilets, out of dirty sinks.
The desperation of heroin and OxyContin addicts is no surprise to drug prevention specialist Sue Nowak, who says the two drugs are cut from the same opiate cloth.
They're extremely, extremely difficult because they get to rely on the drug as far as helping them forget. It's really, really important to know why they're using it. And I think if you want to help someone, you've got to get at the why.
The whys for Luke Slowicki are many. He watched his 19-year-old brother commit suicide, and the person he was closest to, his mother, died right before his son was born.
Right after that, I went on like a two-week bender. Just before my son was born, that's when I admitted myself to Wausau Health Services, the methadone clinic.
Ball. What's this?
Now Luke Slowicki is trying to turn his life around. His two-year-old son, Carter, sits in his lap, a bright young boy, smiling, laughing, and naming all the things in the picture book Luke is holding.
Elmo, what's this?
Tubby. He's the most important thing in my life. If it wasn't for him, I could honestly say I probably wouldn't have changed.
Slowicki watches Carter during the day and then returns to the Marathon County Jail at night where he's serving a 9-month sentence. The boy's mother is also behind bars on a heroin conviction.
I feel guilty. I feel like it's my fault because she probably wouldn't have started if it wasn't for me. There's nothing, absolutely nothing positive that comes out of drug use other than the high at the time. And the high every time gets shorter and shorter, and it gets more expensive, it gets harder to find, and it's just not a lifestyle you want to live.
Luke Slowicki is hoping that in the fall, when he and the boy's mother both get out, they'll be able to beat the odds and start a new life without heroin or OxyContin. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.